de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este. I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about Perdido Street Station by China Meville. Today is all about new weird fantasy and steampunk. Perdido Street Station was originally published in the year 2000 by Macmillan and was the winner of the Arthur C. Clarke and British Fantasy Awards of that year. Now it's time for me to stumble over pronunciations, as often happens with fantasy works, so I do apologise up front for any mispronunciations of any of these names. The book takes place in the country of Bazlarg and the city-state of New Crobuzon. Yargarek is a newcomer to New Crobuzon. He's a half-human, half-bird species known as a Garuda, and he's been exiled from his home country after his wings were removed as a punishment. Eccentric Isaac is a chubby human scientist, obsessed with the science of crisis energy, and Yargarek approaches him for help because Yargarek wants to fly again. Isaac agrees and begins collecting samples of flying creatures for his experiments with the help of Lemuel, a thief with connections into the organised crime world of New Crobuzon. Lemuel brings him a caterpillar stolen from a government laboratory, but Isaac finds that the caterpillar only feeds on a popular hallucinogenic drug known as dream shit. The grub grows and grows and then reaches maturity, turning into a feared beast called a slake moth, a murderous flying creature who feeds on people and their minds. And of course, Isaac's slake moth escapes. Lynn is Isaac's girlfriend. She's an insect-like species known as a Kepri. She's also an artist, and their relationship is taboo. Now, Lynn is commissioned by an underworld boss to make a sculpture of him. But the underworld boss is also farming slake moths, and somehow Isaac's slake moth finds and frees the others, and then the group of slake moths begin to terrorise the city. Now, this is only a small part of a lot of the plots that's going on within this book, but it's all happening within the multicultural and multi-species city of wildly different neighbourhoods and enclaves. New Crobuzon itself is a major character in the book. It's a vast metropolis, grubby and corrupt, filled with poverty and politics, run by a dictatorship and ruled by a criminal underworld. It's an industrial Dickensian world, but with a cyberpunk style of technology. It could be best described as steampunk, which I define as being a Victorian setting with anachronistic technology often powered by steam. And the name of the book itself refers to the central railway station at Perdido Street, which is built around the enormous rib cage of a dead ancient giant. Now, the difficulty here is how to even describe this novel. It's highly imaginative with densely detailed world building. It's cinematic, although I do challenge anyone to adapt it into a live action movie. It's moving, it's intellectual, literary yet action packed, and sometimes confusing. The prose is so lush and beautiful. I restricted myself to only one chapter a night so that I could wallop all the description until, of course, I got near the end and then gobbled the rest up. Some people might think it's overwritten, but I really enjoyed it. The book is all about individual freedom and drugs, love and rebirth, art and science. Meville's work is complex and odd, and I have to admit I got lost in some of the high maths and scientific experiment descriptions. The hard science is a little too detailed for me, but the characters and following their adventures pulled me through to the sad and moving end. There's the wacky Isaac, Lynn, the rebellious artist, and the real conflict that I felt about the character of Yargarek. Now, this is not a book to read while you're watching the TV. It really demands your attention. and even then I don't know if I fully understood all of what was going on. One day I plan to give this a second read, so I can revisit the world and hopefully understand the story in greater detail. So if you like steampunk, diverse alien races, killer moths, beautiful prose, moral dilemmas and hallucinogenic drugs, I highly recommend Perdido Street Station by China Meville. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.